20 weeks ago, a brotherhood was forged. 53 men putting everything on the line for the man next to them. Saturday, two brotherhoods will face off. Playoff football. The separation of the good from the great. But this is our house. Who wants it more? Who will fight a little harder? For the AFC, the road to the Super Bowl goes through us.
Next heavyweight battle will take place. You're looking live at Foxborough. In 21 and a half hours, the Patriots will kick off their quest for the Super Bowl against the only opponent with a winning playoff record at Gillette Stadium. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to this live playoff edition of Patriots All Access presented by Geico. I'm Steve Burton coming to you live from CBS Scene. After enjoying a bye week, the Patriots have been through a very busy week, complicated by the bitter temperatures we have all had to endure. Jackie Burton reports the Patriots have used the cold to heat up for the Ravens.
It's Sunday morning, and Gillette Stadium is shrouded in fog this early morning. It's quiet inside the building, except for the coaching staff, who are poring over videotape of the Ravens, which was ready for them when they entered the facility earlier that day.
This film came from Pittsburgh, since they were the home team, and send it in an internet fashion to NFL Films, who in turn would send it back to us. Once that happened, we got it onto the server.
This week, the Patriots have been full speed ahead on an opponent they're all too familiar with. Yes, they share a lot of history, but that has no bearing on how they prepare this week.
Whoever it is, we got to go out there and we got to play good football. So, you know, it could be anybody. You got to come in here, you got to prepare, you got to do well. And you know, come Saturday, we got to play well in all three phases.
We can't change what's happened, or you just have to move forward. And you have to think about the things that we've done really well this year, try to, you know, look at those and use those as the way to, you know, attain the goal that we set out for a long time ago, just to win this game.
This may be a different year, but there's a common thread you can always expect when facing the Ravens.
They're a mentally tough team. Nothing phases them. You know, to go into Pittsburgh last week and go get a win, we know they're going to come in here with that same mentality.
We understand that they're going to be riding high coming into this ball game, so we're going to have to be able to match that intensity. Being our first game in the playoffs this year, we have to be ready to go from the first snap.
Entering the playoffs brings a new level of excitement, but inside the walls of Gillette Stadium this week, the team has radiated a quiet confidence. Sporting the Do Your Job beanies all week long, it's quite clear that the game plan on Saturday really is as simple as that. Steve.
All right, Jackie, thank you very much. Great job as usual. I am joined now by two-time Super Bowl winner and all-pro safety Rodney Harrison. This guy really doesn't need any introduction. He'll be doing the game tomorrow on NBC. And
it should have been three-time. I screwed it up. I couldn't knock the ball off the stupid guy's head.
You know, let's let that go.
I can't
just
let it go.
Just let that go.
Man.
Hey, you're going to be outside tomorrow calling this game, huh?
We are. We start the pregame show at 3:30. Really excited about it, but it's cold. I love the Patriots, but I don't love them that much. I want to be in a nice, warm, cozy studio, but it should be fun. You kind of feed off that electricity, yep, the energy of the fans, and just being basically at home, my second home. I'm ready for it.
Let me ask you this, because you played in weather like this, with it degrees just freezing.
2 degrees when we played against the Titans in 2004.
You remember that?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we may even show a little bit of that as well.
Talk about how it affects the team. Will it affect the Patriots more? Will it affect the Ravens more?
I think it affects everyone that's handling the ball, whether it's the quarterback, the long snapper, the punter, whether it's anybody handling the football. I think it affects those guys. These two teams, they're so tough. They're physical. They're battle-tested. They played in the elements. Baltimore is not Florida. Okay, now if I was thinking about Miami Dolphins, it would affect a team like that. But these two teams, they're so hardcore, it won't have any issues.
Give me the national perspective on this football game, if you would. Because here, the Baltimore Ravens were the team the Patriots didn't want to face. Do you think that is the case?
Well, I said that last week on our Football Night in America show, and I said this is the one team because of those great pass rushers, because of the familiarity that Dean Pease, the former defense coordinator of the Patriots, he has with Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. He understands exactly what they're trying to accomplish. But also, you look at Joe Flacco. He's been outstanding in the playoffs. He's really smart. It's not like he gets rattled by anything.
Right.
But if you look at the Patriots, this is a different Patriot team, especially in the secondary.
All right, man. Well, you know what? Stay warm tomorrow.
I will do that, brother.
You got a prediction? That's unfair, isn't it? Putting you on the spot.
I can't
like
tell you
that.
Right there.
I know. Don't whisper in my ear afterwards. All right, Rodney.
Thank you.
Great job.
Thanks for having me.
Rodney Harrison, our guest. We'll be back with more, much more Patriots All Access right after this. We're coming to you live from CBS Scene. Stay with us.
Coming up on All Access.
We hear from Coach Belichick on the eve of the divisional round playoff game.
Well-balanced team that's a tough physical, built to last.
But first, learn how the Patriots are giving back to the community in a unique way.
We want to try to let everyone in the community know that they're important to our family and our team.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam Investments, a proud partner of New England Patriots, pursuing performance excellence through new ways of thinking. And by Gillette Flexball, the official shave of the New England Patriots. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Live playoff edition of Patriots All Access. Bill Belichick's innovations have been a key to his unparalleled success on the field. Now the Pats are backing another innovative idea far away from the NFL. The Octafreeze that has gripped the hub over the last few days has been a serious threat to those living on the street, namely the homeless. It's an ingenious idea from a woman who wants to not only comfort the homeless, but also provide a path to their success.
Try to let everyone in the community know that they're important to our family and our team and that we're concerned about them.
The Empowerment Plan is a nonprofit organization based out of Detroit that hires majority homeless single parents from shelters across the city. We produce a coat that turns into a sleeping bag that is given out majority in Detroit, but the rest throughout the entire U.S. This all started with me designing to fill an actual need rather than a trendy object, which was what I was studying in college, was product design. At the end of the day, the coat is a coat, a jacket. But what makes us who we are the people that we hire and the chances that we give there and the investment we have into people that have been treated so long like they're worthless or that they're less than human. But homelessness isn't a defining characteristic. It doesn't define somebody. It is a temporary state of being. You just don't have a place to go.
The next few nights, having a coat like this could mean the difference between waking up tomorrow and not waking up, and I really do mean that.
And now, with the Patriots and everybody here getting so excited, the whole Kraft family, this is saying that this is an idea worth scaling, that they know it affects everybody.
Community. What a great idea. What a great opportunity to serve someone and give them something that can be useful for them. You know, I couldn't help but get on board with the cause because of the heart behind it and the mission behind it.
And eventually, it's like, who knows where this could take us? Who knows what the Boston community could help us scale and become?
Hi.
Hello.
I think we all need to be a little bit more aware of our surrounding communities, and we all need to do as much as we can to reach out and connect with our brothers and sisters. I really believe in that, and I hope that this thing takes off and does some big things.
Well, the Patriots and the Empowerment Plan are also providing these jackets to the homeless in New Hampshire and Rhode Island. So good for them. Now on to the coach. Bill Belichick needs just one more playoff win to tie Tom Landry for the most playoff wins in NFL history. But as Scott Zolak tells us, that could be the furthest thing from his mind right now.
Time now for Coffee with the Coach, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
All right, Coach, I think throughout the year, I think football teams change. Obviously, your team is much different than they were in week one. When you flip on the tape with the Baltimore Ravens, what do you see when you look at them?
I see a real solid football team in all three phases. They continue to be explosive in the kicking game. Defensively, strong up front. And offensively, again, explosive group of receivers. Flacco with big arm, deep ball thrower. A good running game from Forsett and they're back. So a well-balanced team that's tough, physical, built to last.
Talking about their nose tackle and Lodi Nada, does everything start with him up front seven, when you start to set protections and all that?
It starts with all those guys. Williams, Suggs, Doomerville. McPhee does a good job for him as a pass rusher. Upshaw is another good edge player, so they have a lot of depth, a lot of players in there. Canny is a problem. So they have a lot of depth and a lot of good players there. I don't think you can underestimate any of them.
Any similarities to the Lions front? You look at some of the disruptive fronts. I mean, just saw you guys take on the Jets, a lot of first-rounders up front, big, tough guys. Similarities to Detroit maybe more so than any other team you've played?
I think that's fair. Think this is a front that's similar to the Detroit front in terms of their power and explosiveness. The thing about Detroit, though, is they were a four-man front all the way. The Ravens are really a three-man front. It could be a four-man front. It could be a five-man front. And in some situations, those outside linebackers are defensive ends, but they're coverage players, so they give the Ravens a little more flexibility than the front that we saw in Detroit. So it's a little different, some different problems there.
All right, time now for the Ace Ticket Twitter question of the week, and it comes from at Mike C. Wants to ask, game planning from all three phases, all three units, offense, defense, kind of understand what goes into that. How much do you game plan special teams from that perspective? Setting up returns, maybe
I'd say the same amount.
Wow.
Yeah, you have to, make sure you know their personnel and understand what problems that their personnel bring, and then what schemes they use and how they match up against your schemes, and or what type of adjustments you would expect them to make based on our personnel, how we would expect them to handle certain players or that type of thing. And then, of course, this time of year, you always have to take into account the conditions, which will affect the kicking game a lot quicker than will affect the offense or defense, running game or passing game. So you'll have to be prepared for that as well. So all those things play a big part of it. It's just as much as offense and defense.
Those conditions change pretty much hour to hour here in the Northeast, right?
Which way the wind's blowing can definitely affect which way you're going to return the ball, or on kickoffs, whether you're going to have a chance to return it, whether it's going to come down, you know, might come down 5 yards out of the end zone, or might come down on the 10-yard line, and that affects some things too. So, you know, I think you have to take all those things into account in your planning and then see what happens on game day.
All right, sounds good. Good answer right there. If you want to ask the coach a question, got to follow the team on Twitter, and that's at Patriots. Hashtag it with AskBB. You're going to be back later in the show with the Bellish Trader. What are we going to look at with the Ravens?
We'll look at that Ravens defense.
All right, sounds good, Coach.
I cannot wait for that Bellish Trader as well. Still ahead, Gronk on Gronk. Stay with us. Patriots All Access continues live from CBS Scene down here at Patriot Place.
Comes to the tailback, breaking across the 25, the 30, 35. He might take it all the way, and he is into the end zone. The crowd stunned. Ball ripped out of his hands and recovered by the Ravens. A blitz by Ray Lewis, who sacks him. Intercepted by the Ravens. And that's the ball game, and that's the season.
Yeah, time now for Turf. That's right. Brought to you by Gillette. It is divisional round week. Big playoff game tomorrow. Look, it's 5 degrees out.
No, I'm the quarterback. I'm the guy from L.A. I'm cold. That's okay, though. Let's talk about...
Heck with that. We got the Ravens coming in.
Let's talk about it. What's the most important thing right here? Let's talk Nate Solder and Terrell Suggs.
Sounds good to me. All right, I'll put the ball down right here. I'll be Suggs.
I'll be
the 6 foot bigger mouth.
Yeah, here you go.
All right, so I'm like, yo, how you have fun in the Pro Bowl. Have fun in the Pro Bowl. So this is what Suggs wants to do. Nate Solder being 6'7", he wants to get him upright, and his patented move is coming around the outside. Establish contact, get around him, then get back downhill to quarterback. But what did he talk about all week with Tom Brady?
Got to get there quick.
Quick.
You gotta get. So the quickest way to get there
you
is
get there
inside.
Quick that way? No.
No, you got to go inside. So I think this is very important for Solder to know. He's going to go outside again, though. Going to go outside, and then he goes the inside move. You can't panic. You know that he wants to go inside. You need to wait the last minute. Let him declare himself and wash his big butt right down there, get him all mixed up in the garbage.
Where does Nate panic when he gets high, right? So say I come up, and the next thing I know, leverage. If I got you on the back of the feet, now I duck the head, and then he's got a bull rush.
Yeah, it's very important for him, like I said, not to panic. You got to know. Stay with your keys. Be patient. He will declare himself. Once he declares himself, get your hands on him quick, and don't let him move around.
Where it does play into the Patriot or into the Ravens' hands, really good on first and second down for Baltimore's defense. Puts Brady in third and 10, third and long. Holds onto the ball, then he can get there.
So the offense, Tom Brady has a big job to do, too, because he needs to be able to help him. Josh McDaniels, too, offensively. You know, you got to get those first and second down yardage so he doesn't be in those long yards.
You got that stupid poem from Baltimore, too.
Yeah, will the Ravens win? Nevermore.
Oh, that's so stupid. Stupid bird. I mean, you're after them. Their damn thing's about a bird.
Oh, you got to love those guys. You know, a real physical football game will be played here tomorrow. The Ravens had 49 sacks this season. That's second most in the NFL. So I sat down with one of the guys who will be protecting Tom Brady, Ryan Wendell, and I asked him how the offensive line is gearing up for the matchup. All right, well, let me start by asking this. Just the state of mind of this team right now. What would you say it is?
Ready to go, eager. You know, I think guys love playing football, and we took a week off, and we're ready to get back at it.
Do you agree with this statement? As the offensive line goes, so goes this football team.
Well, I hope that's true when we're playing well, and when we're playing bad, I hope that it's not true, you know? And that's the great thing about this team is we've got so many good units, and they've all been playing so well that when one area's not playing well, the rest picks up the slack.
How much of a challenge will it be facing Baltimore? Dealing with their front seven. How much of a challenge is that front seven?
It's going to be a huge challenge. I mean, there's a reason why we're playing this team. There's a reason why this team is in the playoffs and why they're in the second round of the playoffs. You know, they had to win a game to get here. So they've already got a playoff win and we don't, you know. So I think that speaks volumes to how well they've been playing.
How important is communication, especially up front? And how do you guys deal with that communication?
It's a big deal, definitely. You know, we've got five guys that all need to be on the same page. You know, at the minimum, let alone the fact that we have Tommy involved, tight ends, running backs, things like that. So it's huge. That's why it's such a big advantage to be at home.
Do you feel your unit feels added pressure going up against the Ravens?
and what's at stake?
I don't think so, because I don't think you can put much more pressure on yourself than the fact that you're in the playoffs and our unit's job is to create running lanes and to protect Tom Brady. I don't think that you can put any more pressure on yourself than that. It doesn't matter who you're playing.
All right, my man. Well, good luck to you, because this is important.
Yeah, thank you.
We all know what's at stake.
Absolutely.
We're going to go home, right?
That's right.
It's playoff time.
Absolutely.
Good luck.
Coming up on All Access.
Is he the X factor for the Patriots? We sit down with Gronk.
You got to have a protein shake in the morning, okay. Protein shake in the afternoon, and protein shake before you go to bed. You know it, no doubt about that. You need those muscles to get developed, recover, all that good stuff.
And later, Coach Belichick explains it's the defense when discussing the Ravens on the Belistrator.
So it's not really a lot of room to step up in the pocket, and that edge pressures, you know, gets to Roethlisberger, and I just can't get it off.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots. And by Ace Ticket, the official fan travel partner of the Patriots. For information, call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com.
Gillette Stadium in Foxborough, the AFC Championship is on the line. Fires up the field. It is caught by Gronkowski at the 40-yard line of the Baltimore Ravens.
He's slow to get up, guys.
Yeah. He's limping, and he's going to have to come out of the game. Brady leaps into the end zone. Touchdown! And the Patriots regain the lead. Fires to the end zone, and it is going to be incomplete. In and out of the hands of the intended receiver, Lee Evans, on the near side. Snap, ball down, kick up. Kick is...
He hooked it! No good! No good! He missed it!
And the Patriots are going to the Super Bowl!
And going easy!
This player profile is brought to you by Pepsi. Pepsi and the New England Patriots. A wicked good team.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access, coming to you live from Foxborough tonight. No one is better at what he does than Rob Gronkowski. That is fact, not opinion. The tight end was a unanimous all-pro selection. And get this, this playoff season, he's healthy and ready to go. Scott Zolak sat down with a guy identified by only five letters, Gronk.
Unique spot for me to be sitting here talking to you here with the verge of the playoffs, you know, here on the horizon. A couple seasons ago, last season, we wouldn't have the opportunity to do this. How important was it for you to be there every game?
It was very important. Obviously, just working hard to get back to where I wanted to be, and just wanted to be out there for every game. I love playing the game, don't like sitting and watching. So it was great the playoff season. It's great to be going into the playoffs healthy and ready to roll. So I'm super excited and feeling good, and I can't be more anxious for the playoffs to come, man. I'm excited.
When did you know the big guy, Rob, was back? At what point this year did it, you know, whether it was a hit you took, whether it was a ball you caught, maybe the left-handed grab?
I knew I was back, like, when the season started and all. It just felt good just being back out there with the team, going out there, getting some victories and stuff. But when I really felt back was the Cincinnati game. Everything just kicked in, felt back to being normal out there, the speed of the game, all back to normal.
Diving receiver, Rob.
Worried at all that you haven't played in 3 weeks? There's a lot of talk out there that when teams sit for a certain amount of time and the team that gets the bye hasn't really won the Super Bowl as of late, that you sit for too long and you get rusty. Do you worry about not playing for 3 weeks?
Not really. I mean, I get rested, get the body feeling good, but also at the same time, we're out there at practice. We're going hard at practice. We're not just sitting back when we practice, relaxing. We're going out. We're practicing hard like it's a game, staying in shape, working out, and doing everything out there. So just got to keep practicing hard and maintain it, and I feel like I'll be good.
You got a chance to watch some of the games last weekend. Baltimore beats Pittsburgh in Pittsburgh. It's the Ravens. Now, we all know the guy that hit you and knocked you out in that Ravens game when you played in the playoffs here is no longer on their team, but it is the Baltimore Ravens. Any little more extra oomph in it for you?
I mean,
granted that it's the Ravens.
It's our first playoff game. We would have that no matter what, no matter who we're playing. But it's the Baltimore Ravens. When it comes to playoff time, they're ready to go. They got big, they got fast guys, and they're physical. So we got to be mentally and we got to be physically prepared for this game, no doubt about that, because they're going to be bringing it, and we got to bring it too. And we got to prepare hard this week. And when it comes to Saturday, it's all full go, and it's going to be a great game out there.
Brady's going to drop back. He's going to throw for He's got a touchdown now as the Patriots expand their lead.
Well, I want to ask you about Tom Brady, your relationship with him and how it's grown over the years. He says you were the smartest player that he's ever played with, as far as from a football standpoint. What's that mean to you?
I mean, I definitely take that as a compliment, no doubt about that. I mean, you can have the skills, but sometimes you can't really read what's going on out there and seeing what the defense is, seeing where the players are. Where to turn, where the ball's going to be placed, just having that instinct. And I always felt like I had that little, too, just a little football instinct in you. I got to say, Tom knows his football inside and out, too, so got to give it to him. He's definitely helped me out and definitely helped me develop to where I am now. Just not just him, but the coaches, too, and throughout the whole team, how everyone works together so hard.
All right, I'm asking you all these questions here, and there's a big smile ear to ear. It seems like you're having fun. You're a unanimous all-pro selection, and unanimous. That really hasn't happened. What does that mean to you that, you know, you could do this game and play at a high level and still have fun doing it?
That's the whole point, is I'm not going to go out there and do what I want to do and not have fun with it. So that's what's so great about this job, is you have fun with it at the same time. You know, I love coming to work, love going out there on Sundays, especially in this case it's Saturday. Same difference, I'm going to be ready, and I'm going to have a lot of fun out there, and it's just fun playing the game overall. And this year especially, because I had it taken away from me a few times, and I know what it's like to be watching and sitting there, and that's not so fun at all, watching your teammates go after it and not being out there with them. So just having a blast with it and not taking anything for granted this year, no doubt.
Speaking of working all week, this is playoff week. Protein intake this week, will it be? Will you increase it to full maximum strength?
Yeah, no doubt about that.
Give me your breakfast, give me your lunch.
Protein, you got to have a protein shake in the morning, okay. Protein shake in the afternoon, and protein shake before you go to bed.
All right, sounds good.
You know it, no doubt about that. You need those muscles to get developed and recover, all that good stuff.
Helps for all the dance and all the bro downs out there, too, for hopefully a good post-game celebration.
Hey, whatever it is, you need that protein.
All right, big guy, good luck this weekend.
All right, man, appreciate it.
Thanks, Rob.
Thank you.
Oh, you gotta love Gronk. From one tight end to another, Christian Poirier joins me now. Okay, how do the Ravens stop Gronk? Or can they even stop Gronk?
Well, I mean, yeah, they can, but it's gonna be tough, and it's gonna take more than one person, and it's gonna take that whole defense. Jam them at the offensive line, right up at the line of scrimmage. Don't let them get going. Disrupt Tom Brady's timing, and as soon as he gets through that second level, you gotta hit him again. They can spread it out between the 20s, but when you get inside the 20, that's when the contact's really going to ramp up. They cannot allow him to get going. And you see what happened when they played against the Miami Dolphins. They flexed him out.
Right.
They flexed him out. They gave the ball to Chambering. It's going to be inline situation changes at the line of scrimmage. That's the way you're going to stop him.
And he is deadly in the red zone, isn't he?
He is, and that's why they're going to commit two people. So it's going to be a big game for Edelman. Look out for Chambering and look out for Brandon LaFell.
And look out for you, because
all
you're
right,
coming back.
I am not going anywhere.
In our final segment. There you go. Still ahead, Zoe, the coach, and the Bellustrator. And up next, Dan Roach has the Ravens side of things. The Patriots All Access continues in just a moment. Stay with us.
To the right, it is incomplete, broken up by Aqib Talib. Aqib Talib has gone to the locker room. He pulled up a little gimpy after that play. To the right, he fires to the right, open, touchdown, West Falcon. Flacco fires to the right, and it is caught. Hit a touchdown. Up the field, wide open, Torrey Smith fires to the back of the end zone, and it is going to be caught for a touchdown by Anquan Boldin. Ridley turns it right at the 40, he's up to the 45, goes to the ground. Ball is on the ground. I believe the Ravens have recovered it, and I think Ridley is out cold. Fires to the end zone. It's caught for a touchdown in the back line of the end zone.
Joe Flacco just got paid.
The Baltimore Ravens are the AFC champions.
Welcome to this live playoff edition of Patriots All Access down here in Foxville. You know, since John Harbaugh took over Baltimore, the Ravens have had twice as many playoff wins as any other franchise. Dan Roach tells us, well, the 7 road playoff victories make them a very, very tough out.
The Opponent News is brought to you by GEICO.
The Ravens
We'll move on to the round of eight.
For the seventh time since 2008, the Ravens went into another building and pulled off a playoff road victory as they topped the Steelers 30-17 in Pittsburgh. And next up, another road battle, the Patriots, a team that the Ravens have beaten twice here in New England in the postseason, a wild card win in 2010 and an AFC Championship game victory in 2013.
I'm not going to tell y'all why we've been so good at it, but, you know, I think it's just, you know, we know when to show up as a team. I'd say that, you know, we always showed up in the playoff as a unified front, so that always helps.
The Ravens' defense has had good success against Tom Brady in the postseason as well. Brady is just 1-2 with only 3 touchdown passes and 7 interceptions against the Ravens in Foxborough. But he's 11-1 at home against everybody else.
I mean, I think he's good in all under pressure, with pressure, without pressure. It's good. We got a tough road ahead of us, man, so we're looking towards that challenge.
Meanwhile, one X factor in this meeting is Rob Gronkowski, a player that hasn't been much help to the Pats in these playoff meetings with the Ravens due to injury.
He's unique in the sense that he's so big and so fast. I mean, he's just got a unique ability to beat coverage, you know, and there's really not too many matchups you can put on him, zone or man.
And finally, after knocking off their divisional rivals Saturday in Pittsburgh, these Ravens can't wait for kickoff come 4:30 Saturday afternoon with a chance to head to an AFC Championship game on the line.
You know, nice little crowd going crazy up there. Two of the greatest to ever do it, you know, between their coach and, you know, their quarterback. And, I mean, you kind of live for big games like this. And, you know, that's the team that's going to be there all the time. So you have to bring your A game.
Well, the Ravens aren't too bad themselves. They now have a 5-win playoff streak, and in those 5 wins, quarterback Joe Flacco has thrown 13 touchdowns and 0 interceptions. In fact, the last time he was picked off in a playoff game, how about here in the AFC Championship game in 2011 by Brandon Spikes? He's thrown 166 passes since then. So what should we be looking for tomorrow afternoon? Well, for more on that, here's the coach, the Bellustrator, and Scott Zolak.
Nice enough for Coach to rejoin us here in the show. Coach, the Bellustrator, Ravens week, big front up front.
Well, they have very good run defense. It's hard to run inside with the big physical players they have in there, and it's hard to run outside. This is Upshaw setting the edge out here. Williams getting a lot of penetration, knocking Mac back, the center for the Browns. See the penetration that's coming here, knocks Hoyer down, barely get the toss off. So there's the new line of scrimmage about, you know, 3 yards behind the original line of scrimmage, and, you know, there's just nowhere to go. Lose yardage. Mosley and Smith run them down. They're a hard team to run against. They do an excellent, they play very good technique. They got big physical guys inside, and the outside players do a great job of setting the edge and forcing the ball back inside or making the running back give ground to get to the corner. Here's the same play from the end zone. Again, you can see Upshaw, you know, setting the edge out here hard. Williams, you know, pushing the middle of the line, knocking Mac back.
When teams shoot gaps like that, you'd be maybe less inclined to maybe pull a guard or a center and have those guys reach across faces if they're so disruptive?
Yeah, they do a pretty good job against everything.
Okay.
Pulling guards, straight guards. So here's the Texans trying to run the outside zone play. Again, you can see Williams from this sideline front really control the line of scrimmage, knock the center back, you know, forces the runner to cut back into the backside. There's McPhee, you know, coming off the backside, making the play. It's just a hard group to run against. You know, we'll take a look at the same play from the end zone.
You know, and I know we talked about identity earlier in the show. Maybe some of the names and numbers have changed, but it looks like the same front each and every year.
Right. And, you know, if you're Foster here, you're taking this play, that's what you're looking at. Looking at the center getting knocked back. You're looking at a hard edge there by Upshaw. You're looking at a lot of pursuit off the backside. You know, it's just a hard group to run against. So they're very physical.
Show you too. I mean, one guy misses that block. I mean, you could really start to see that lane start to develop, but the center gets blown up, then the whole play's blown up.
Yeah, right. You got nothing. Yeah. Just trying to get back to the line of scrimmage.
Sure.
And, you know, the passing game, third and long, you know, they have the Steelers in a third and 11 situation. This is Doomerville coming off the offensive right side down here at the bottom of the screen. Suggs up here on the left. So they've got two very good edge rushers, and they do a great job pushing the pocket inside with Nada, McPhee, whoever they happen to have in there. But the key player on this particular play is Doomerville. Does a nice job working the edge there, sacking a quarterback, you know, knocking him out of field goal range. Big play, you know, big play here last week in a playoff game against the Steelers. Here's another bad situation, second and long. Behind in the fourth quarter, have to throw. You know, here comes that pass rush again. Once again, you'll see a good edge presence here. This time it's 91. Upshaw, Suggs on the other side. And then this is the inside part of the rush where McPhee comes in here and picks the center. And this will be Nada, number 92, looping around here on a stunt. And again, no place for Roethlisberger to step up.
Clean pocket. Quarterbacks love that stuff. And I'm sure number 12 will be looking forward to a nice clean one on Saturday afternoon. Coach, good luck against the Ravens. Go get them.
Thank you.
All right, there's your Bell's Charter. More Patriots All Access back right after this.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam Investments. Putnam, new ways of thinking for financial advisors, their clients, and institutions worldwide. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots. And by Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. We are live at CBS Scene, the night before the big game, and it's time now for our panel discussion with, we got a new member, Christian Foyer, Mike Reese,
big time.
Paul Perillo, big time. Let's start down in the trenches. Why not? And let's start with the offensive line men, Dan Conley, because it all starts with him, doesn't it?
I think it does. I think he's really a key guy in this whole thing, because I think not only are they a better offensive line with him in it, we've seen the differences when guys like Josh Klein or Marcus Cannon have to play guard, but I also think he provides some security for Nate Solder, and I know that doesn't really sound logical, but the tangible evidence that we've seen is Solder is a better player when Conley's next to him. I don't know if that makes any sense to you guys.
Right on the money. I think obviously this is a key storyline. Offensive line, pass protection against the Ravens front. To me, what stands out when you look at pass games, Patriots-Ravens, when the Ravens have been able to get there with four rushers or fewer, that's when they've given the Patriots the biggest problems. Tom Brady against the Ravens in the playoffs, four or fewer rushers, seven interceptions, a 50% completion percentage, as well as a QBR of like 15.
Yeah, you know, because you don't want to blitz Tom Brady, right? You want to cause some confusion. So if the Ravens do decide to go with like a four-man front, just getting after him, well, you're going to see some stunts. You're going to see some crossers. And guys have to win individually, because there's only one guy, only one offensive lineman is going to be able to help. So there's a couple double teams, right? So they have to win those one-on-one battles. And it is imperative that Solder shows up big in this game, because he's going to have his hands full with Suggs.
All right. The last three playoff games, Patriots-Ravens, Patriots are 1-2. The history with these two teams, the Ravens are not afraid.
Yeah, well, that's the history that I do take away. The rest of it, there's, you know, they're really different teams. Even last year, the regular season game, so many guys on both teams. You know, there's no Revis, there was no Browner last year, there's no Gronkowski last year. On the flip side, no Justin Forsett, no Steve Smith, you know, no Owen Daniels. A lot of key guys on both teams weren't there even last year. But I do, Christian, I think it means a lot, the whole thing that Baltimore comes here, and they're not afraid of you guys. They're not afraid of the mystique that comes with Gillette Stadium.
And here's the thing. You're right. You need to respect this Raven team, because they have earned it the way they've been playing, especially in the playoffs. But the fear of the past has clouded everybody's judgment. To your point, this is not the same team.
No,
and let's remember, during the regular season, they were 1-6 against teams over 500. Okay, so it's not like they're just tearing up the NFL, and the Patriots are the best team in the AFC.
Mike, I want to start with you, and I'm going to interrupt this because we are running out of time, but the weather being a fact. You played in this cold weather, but I want to bring it up because let's look at the weather. 20 degrees tomorrow, winds coming from the west, which will make it one of the coldest games in Patriot history.
I'm going to be quick because I know Christian played in that game against the Titans. I want to hear what he has to say, but I'll just pass along this. Julian Edelman this week talked about some study where in the cold, your hand, you know, grip goes down 30%. I'm thinking to myself, they study everything in this game, but you played in that game, Christian.
Christian, 11 years ago tomorrow?
Yeah, well, I was walking in here, I was like, man, I do not want to be out there tomorrow. But I tell you what, it's a little overrated when it comes to your ability to catch the ball. See, I think that's, I don't agree
you
with
don't
that.
You don't buy the study.
As long as it's not snowing and it's not wet, it's no big deal. The ball's a little bit harder and it hurts a little bit more when you get hit, but other than that, you're fine.
Prediction time.
This game is, I do respect, you used the word respect about the Ravens, and I do respect them. I think it's going to be a tight game. I think late in the game, the Patriots are going to make a big play on defense to pull away 27-16, Pats.
I'm going 27-17, Patriots. Physicality, all at the line of scrimmage, that's where the game is won.
I think it's 31-20, but I don't think it's nearly that close. I think the score isn't quite as indicative as far as how badly they beat this team, and it happens in the third and fourth quarter.
Bottom line, protect number 12.
Yeah, I like what you did. You brought in an extra lineman
there
here
you go.
At the end of our segment.
We need protection. That's going to do it for this live edition of Patriots All Access. These guys will be arguing all night, but here we go. WBZ's coverage, the Pats and Ravens kickoff. Well, the showdown continues at 11:30 tomorrow morning with Patriots Game Day, 1 hour special, and the fifth quarter is on MyTV 38 right after the game. For all the hardworking crew behind us, have a great night, everyone. See you later.